You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. I'm Jennifer Robbins Riley, your host, and we have a Virginia author in the studio today. Her name is Celie Thomas, and her book is titled Active Meditation for Manifesting the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it, and I want to thank you for being here, Celie, mm-hmm. taking time out of your day to be in the studio.
So we appreciate being invited.
Good. Well, we appreciate you being here. I really did enjoy your book. It's a great little read. It was very inspiring. And I want to know what inspired you to write this book.
Okay. Well, I actually wrote the book in 2004 based on experiences from 1986 when I wanted to make a career change. I had been a teacher, and then I was a full-time mother for 11 years. And I found out I had a job for a couple of years working for the Virginia General Assembly secretary. It was really fun in the House of Delegates. And the last session I worked, there was a position coming up within the school system called elementary school counselors. And it really resonated with me. Because as a teacher, when I was an elementary school teacher, what I loved most was the relationships with the kids. I was trying to decide whether to pursue a graduate degree to do that. And that's what started it. I had three little kids at home. My husband worked a lot, and I didn't have a lot of time to sit around and meditate, quote,
sure.
air quotes. And so I would go for walks. I had about a 2-mile stretch in my neighborhood that was very nice, trees and nature. And I just started walking and just thinking about what that would mean, how it would affect my family, for me to go back to graduate school as well as have a whole new career, and was just kind of putting prayers out there in general for guidance, kind of the help me decide what to do kind
sure.
of prayers. And I realized that my walks were falling into four parts, and it was a type of meditation that was not sitting quietly, but walking. And being able to focus and be prayer-centered. And I decided that that was a type of active meditation.
Oh.
And it has occurred to me recently, if I were into trendy language, that it's really just mindfulness.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Well, I mean, I guess mm-hmm. that kind of goes into my next question. Your book
okay.
is Active Meditation for Manifesting the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Some people out there might have no idea what active meditation
right.
means. You have some steps to it. So to the people out there that have no idea what it is, what is active meditation basically? Is it being aware, like you said? Is it mindfulness?
Is. It's really mindfulness. If it put in today's terminology, as I put it here in the book, I said, be still and know that he is God. Know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
The most fascinating result I put in the introduction, the mind becomes conscious of the daily miracles of life on the planet, and the kingdom of God is truly at hand at any given moment. You know, we have so much chatter going on in our heads all the time. At the conscious level, we're going in many directions at once. And regular meditation, as people normally define it, has to do with sitting quietly, being still, turning down the volume on your chatter, which is great. And I do try to do that too, whenever possible. But as a young mother, when I wrote this book, I really didn't have that luxury.
You didn't have much time.
No, I didn't have time to, there was no quiet.
Right.
And so on my walks, when I was trying to decide about this career change, I realized that it was a type of meditation. I was turning down the chatter on my mind, putting out a request to God, the Holy Spirit, whoever gives me guidance to help me have a clear focus about what I should do next with my life. So it was active in that I was walking, but it's a type of meditation because you're focused and you're concentrating on one thing and you're clearing your mind of all the jibber jabber.
Right. And there's a lot of jibber jabber
yes.
going on in our
yes.
heads.
Yes. Always.
A lot of people have a lot of stuff going on. You have certain steps in the book that go along with active meditation.
Yep.
So I was hoping that you could just take us through the specific steps
mm-hmm.
to achieve active meditation.
Okay.
So our listeners will know so they can start on their own journey.
Okay. And again, the book is written in a way that it's sort of like a workbook, so that when people have this, they can write their notes in the back as they do these four parts. What I realized when I was walking, the first thing I wanted to do before bludgeoning the Holy Spirit with requests for help was to be thankful. Just to first say, thank you for all of the blessings I already have in my life. And when you do that, when you start each day with gratitude, which I do this process every day. You don't have to go for a walk. That's the great thing.
Right.
You can do it in the shower. You can, you know,
you can do it
when you're driving. Right.
Okay.
So I realized that I wanted to start out as politely as I would with anyone and just acknowledge the presence of a higher power and say, thank you. Yes, I need help right now, but first I want to be grateful for all of the blessings I already have. And so part one is just gratitude, just being thankful and saying out loud, because you find out that there's a whole lot of stuff that you take for granted. And so after you go through some of that, of all of the things you're grateful for, then I say part two is what I call petition. And that's when you get into the asking for help. Asking for help, asking for blessings for people that have asked you to remember them in their prayers. The help me part. Can I read the scriptural quote?
Oh, absolutely.
That goes with that?
Okay. Yes, we would love for you to read from your book.
Okay, good. I'll go back to the first one, beginning each day with praise. The scriptural quote for that is, then I heard the voices of every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. Everything in the universe cried aloud, to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor, glory and might forever and ever. And that's from Revelation 5:13. In the second part, which I call petition, the scriptural quote is from Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. So I say to you, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. Whoever knocks, is admitted.
That's a very powerful passage.
Mm-hmm. It is. I love that. It's very humbling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And actually, that's where you really have to turn the chatter down on your conscious mind. Chapter 3 and part 3 of the process is called Affirmation and Visualization. How I led into this was, Jesus himself spoke in parables. He never condescended to people. He never used big, high, fancy language. I refer to that as spiritual elitism. There's a whole lot of that going around where people like to pretend like they're more enlightened than everybody else and they have all the answers. And Jesus didn't do that. He worked with people where they were. He talked to them in parables and used stories that were relevant to them. And so they could visualize what he was saying, and they could apply those images to their own lives in a practical way. We might say that his teachings were very user-friendly, whether he was speaking to one person or thousands of people. And so the Pharisees and the Sadducees were always in the academic realm, but he brought it down to the heart. I like to say Jesus challenged people to see themselves as they could be while loving them for who they were.
Mm.
And so affirmation and visualization, the quote that I use for that is from Mark chapter 11, verses 22 and 20-25. In reply, Jesus told them, put your trust in God. I solemnly assure you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and has no inner doubts, but believes that what he says will happen, shall have it done for him. I give you my word, if you are ready to believe that you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer, it shall be done for you.
Now that was really, that kind of hit it for me when I was reading the book. I was like, wow, that passage is really powerful.
And challenging.
And it is challenging, too. Mm-hmm. There's a phrase in that passage that you talk about being very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to talk about that phrase and why it's so challenging.
Okay. The passage in there that is challenging is where he says, if you are ready to believe. And that really hit me in that scriptural verse. I said in the book, how often do we sabotage our dreams and our goals and our aspirations by succumbing to the nagging voices of our own insecurities?
I think that happens to a lot of people.
Yes.
Even myself.
Yes. We say our gratitudes, we put our petitions out there. But are we ready? Are we ready to believe that God is really going to be there for us and really going to respond to our prayers? This is the part where I talk about the difference between faith-based prayer and outcome-based prayer.
Okay.
And it's really different. Because I say, how can we possibly conjure up a clear image of an all-powerful, all-loving God within the fragile, splintered frame of our own limitations? Over and over, we are challenged to turn from outcome-based to faith-based prayer. Now, people wonder what an affirmation is. An affirmation is basically just a sentence that we declare to ourselves to be factual. I put in here that Olympic athletes do it all the time. I'm the very
right.
best. I'm a champion swimmer.
I'm sure they do, and that probably helps them become a champion swimmer.
And this is the part, why I call it active meditation for manifesting the kingdom. The scripts that we have running through our heads all the time do manifest into reality, and we need to be very mindful of what we are saying to ourselves all the time. We need to be very mindful of our self-talk, because our subconscious mind is very literal, and it's the great manifester.
Right.
And so it's going, oh, okay, well, so you're stupid and ugly, and you're never successful, so okay, we'll go with that.
So if you believe that...
Yes, and if you're saying that to yourself...
That's what you're going to become.
That's what you're manifesting.
That's when you're... That's
and
what you're going to manifest.
My book is about how to manifest the kingdom of God for your own personal life and all around you. And it begins with the things that you are saying and believing to yourself, about yourself, what you believe about God, what you believe, are you ready to believe that there really is a higher conscious loving power that hears you and wants to help you and is all loving and there for you? And if you really believe that, it changes your self-talk. But we also have to consciously change our self-talk, because we are very programmed in our society to say negative things to ourselves.
That is so true. You see it every day in the news.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere.
Yes. It can be very discouraging if you spend a lot of time on social media or in the news or whatever and just are just constantly pummeled with negative messages. And so it is a challenge to be ready to believe that God is there to help us at all times. And so what I'm talking about when I talk about faith-based versus outcome-based prayer, it's that when it's faith-based, we can put our wish list out there. He says, ask, put it out there, what you want, but then you turn it over to God and you trust that God knows what's best, whatever you call God, our source, our creator. And where outcome-based prayer is like, this is what I want, and if I don't get it, then God doesn't exist.
Right.
Right. I'm disappointed. I wanted this, and I didn't get it. And so that's not what Jesus taught at all. And a lot of people are discouraged about the reality of God because bad things happen to good people. Well, bad things happen to Jesus. You know, Jesus never said, believe in me and nothing bad will happen to you.
That's true.
He said, I am with you always.
That is very true.
And so the trick is to be ready to believe that, yes, it's okay to put your wish list out there. In fact, one of my other favorite passages is where Jesus did that in the Garden of Gethsemane. There's an example of that.
Oh, okay. Read that for us.
Where he said, he advanced a little and fell to the ground, praying that if it were possible, this hour might pass him by. He kept saying, Abba, O Father, you have the power to do all things. Take this cup away from me, but let it be as you would have it, not as I. Mark chapter 14, verses 35 and 36. So Jesus is saying, you know, God, if you change your mind about this, I'd be okay with that. This is going to be really hard, but thy will be done. And I think that gives us permission to put our wishes out there and to put what we think we want and need out there, but then to be ready to believe that God knows what's best, and to just have faith that things will turn out for our highest good. That's the ready to believe challenge. Mm-hmm. The challenge I'm saying on page 36, the challenge is to ignore that ugly little inner voice that undermines our confidence.
And that's a tough one.
It is tough. And so I have some examples in each section, gratitude and petition and affirmation and visualization. What I'm saying in affirmation and visualization is to flip your language into a positive sentence, not only because scientifically that's true, that your subconscious hooks onto the primary words, but also to attach a picture to it. And that's what Jesus did with the parables. He put out positive sentences, positive things, the Beatitudes, the Lord's Prayer, which is later in the book, and all of those things. And then he attached pictures and stories so that people would have something to hook it onto. And so affirmations, for example, would be, here are some of mine. I am a willing channel of the light of Christ in thought, word, and deed for the glory of God and the highest good. My will is one with the will of God. I'm exactly where God wants me to be. Here's one that I have to struggle with, the negative voice. I am at peace with everyone in my life. And your inner voice goes, no, you're not.
Oh, my goodness.
you say it as if it's true.
Say it as it's true.
And envision it.
As if it's true, right.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So you continue with your affirmations and attaching very strong pictures in your mind. Let go and let God. Put it out there, but then turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful what you wish for. You may get it.
You may. That's
because
right.
Because there's a section where I say, some people think, well, and I'm reading from page 39, but couldn't all this work without involving God? Maybe I can manifest the realities I want without subordinating myself to some God who may or may not exist. The answer is yes, it does work. And that's why we end up in such messes, because we create our own realities every day by focusing on the things that our ego wants and needs. But ego-driven affirmation and visualization can be precarious. And I say, like riding in the passenger seat of a car driven by a child.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
So that's the third part, affirming and visualizing. And did you want me to keep going?
Keep going, because there's another one that's really good.
In this one?
Well, the listening part, that's another step.
Chapter 4 is about the part 4 of the process, which is listening. And what I say in there is that, you know, we do our gratitudes, we do our petitions, we do our affirmations and our visualizations, and then we turn off the set and pull in the antennas, and we don't listen. And we're not aware of the guidance that comes.
Well, how do we know what the guidance is? What do they need to listen for?
Okay. Here's the scriptural verse for this one. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1. My son, to my wisdom be attentive. To my knowledge incline your ear, that discretion may watch over you and understanding may guard you. So, the whole point of that is paying attention. And listening doesn't just mean with our ears, with our five human senses. It means being aware, being mindful of the many ways guidance comes to us. And it comes in lots of interesting ways, sometimes funny ways. Sometimes I know people will relate to this. For guidance, you'll see something on a personalized license plate in front of you.
Oh, that has happened to me. Oh, absolutely. So that's actually...
Yes.
That's actually, I guess, what would you call like a sign or...
Yes. Or you flip on the radio and there's a song that was exactly the words you needed to hear.
Mm.
Or you run into somebody who says exactly something you needed to hear.
And that's like God speaking to us.
Exactly. Because you've opened your channels to it and you're being mindful. You're paying attention now.
Mm.
So listening is about being aware and being mindful. It's not just your ears. It could be your eyes. It could be a smell. It could be a scent in the air that makes you go, oh my gosh, that was my mother's bath powder.
Wow.
You
yes,
know?
Right, right.
And then you hear, and then you have a little intuitive thought that sounds like it came from your mom. You know what I mean? I know you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that can relate.
And so in the listening part, I just talk about that, being aware. Once you've put your prayer requests out there, being aware, and when you need to check the validity of it, I say, if I'm not sure of the authenticity of the message, you said, how do you know it's guidance? I hold it up to the integrity of Scripture to determine if it's congruent with Scripture or not. For example, if I went to pray for guidance regarding a stressful situation at work and my quote-unquote intuition told me to go harm or humiliate that person, then I know it probably didn't come from Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Probably came from my ego. The ability to listen with spiritual focus happens only when the inner chatter has been cleared away and we are, again, ready to believe that we will receive whatever we ask for.
Wow, this is really good stuff. You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. Our guest today is local author Celie Thomas, and her new book is titled Active Meditation for Manifesting the Kingdom. So let me ask you, how has active meditation changed your life?
It has dramatically changed my life. I start every day with this process. In the shower, in the car, wherever I am, I start every morning just putting out there what I'm grateful for. Then I put my requests out and have certain people that I pray for and situations that I pray about. I do try to affirm the positive things that I'm looking for, flip my language from negative language to positive language, and visualize the outcome that I hope for, and then I turn it over.
Well, how long does this take? Because people say, oh, I don't have time. I'm so busy.
Oh,
so how long does the whole process take, like when you go through it in the morning or whenever you're, I mean, do you do it every morning or is it like in the afternoon?
You can do
it. Vary?
Well, and you don't even have to do it in order.
Okay.
It's throughout the day. And I'll tell you, one of the main reasons I wrote this book was, like I said earlier, there's a lot of spiritual elitism going on out there where people want to... You want to tell you that they have all the answers and you have to do their specific thing. And, oh gosh, I won't even get into all the things people tell you to do in order to get guidance. And
sure.
I wanted to create just a simple tool for people to know that you can, okay, I'm going to pray right now. Thank you. I just prayed.
Sure. Okay.
Or I'm going to pray right now. God bless my husband's cousin who is in rehab right now. I just prayed.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. It's wherever, whenever, just like Jesus taught. Wherever, whenever you are, God is present, always, all around us, consciously present and hearing us. And so, yes, it's helpful to do it in order, but one of the things that made me actually put the process in writing was the revelation I had during the Lord's Prayer.
Oh,
one Sunday.
Please tell us about that.
When I realized that the Lord's Prayer has all four parts of this active meditation process.
Okay. I like that part of the book because I could pick up on all the different parts of the meditation.
And again, from Luke, one day he was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And so, in Jesus' usual friendly, loving, respectful way of respectful of the people he was working with, he gave us the Lord's Prayer. And listen, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Praise. There's praise. Hallowed be thy name. We're praising God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven when we do God's will. We're affirming our belief that the kingdom of God is at hand, just as it is in heaven when God's will has priority over our own. And we automatically visualize, when we say that, a perfect kingdom. We're doing an affirmation and a visualization. We petition God to provide for our most basic needs, our daily bread. When we say, give us this day our daily bread, we're asking for help, asking for what we need. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And I say in here, we got to whisper that one and humbly, because we don't want God to forgive us as poorly as we forgive each other. We know God does a better job of forgiveness than we do, but we want help with that. We want God to help us forgive. And that's another petition. Please help us to learn to be forgiving. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's a petition and an affirmation. We ask God to provide strength and guidance as we face temptations, and we firmly believe that when we do succumb to our bad choices, God will deliver us safely and help us find ways to give again. And then we've added, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever," and that's praise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that simple.
That's a wonderful
prayer. The Lord's Prayer is active meditation, mindfulness at work. When I had that revelation at church one Sunday, I thought, oh my gosh, I really need to share this with people, because people are struggling, spiritually struggling. People are yearning for guidance and something positive to hang on to. And it doesn't have to be hard. It can be simple.
Well, I think it's a wonderful book, and I really enjoyed it. And I'd like you to tell the listeners where they can find your book and maybe information about you. And also, do you plan to read the book on tape, or have it, you know, on tape so people can listen that way as
well?
I would
love to do that. In fact, this is the second edition of this book, and I actually created an audio book for the first one, and I would like to do that again. So I'm looking into that.
Well, good.
How I can do that. And as far as getting it or knowing more about me, my private practice for life coaching is called The Main Channel, and it's at www.themainchannel.net. A former school counselor and I started this practice ourselves, and you can find out all about us and what we do and where we are. We're located in Mechanicsville, Virginia. And the book is also available on Amazon, amazon.com. Okay. So you can find it there, and or you can contact me directly and I can get you a copy of it. I love doing workshops for this. If people want to order them in bulk for their church group or something like that, they can go directly to the publisher in the front of the book. He can direct them to ordering them in bulk, which is probably less expensive than going through Amazon and paying for shipping.
Okay.
And all that.
Well, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I am so glad that you came in today. I really enjoyed having a conversation with you about active meditation.
I really appreciate talking about it.
And it's
really
been really, really nice having you in the studio today. And don't forget to let us know if you create another book. We definitely
sure
want to have you in the studio to talk about it.
Oh, thanks.
And I hope our listeners today have enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. I'm Jennifer Robbins Riley, your host. I really enjoyed having Celie Thomas in the studio, so thanks again, Celie. And I hope everybody enjoys their day. Till next time, go out and start practicing active meditation.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate being here.
You're welcome.